Sorry about that. It started. Father God, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly and unknowingly within my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my deeds. I'm asking you to forgive me, create me a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit. Take me out of the flesh, Father, and allow your Holy Spirit to rise within me. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly and unknowingly within my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my deeds. I'm asking you to forgive me, create me a clean heart, and renew me a right spirit. Take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit rise up in me. Now, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this service, Lord God, and I pray right now in the name of Jesus that not my will, but thy will be done. Father, give us what we need today, Lord God. And Father, I pray that, Father, you lead and guide me, Lord, that I will not speak anything of my own, but only what your Spirit gives me utterance to speak in Jesus' name, that everyone may receive what they need from you on today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, everybody. We know it's a lot of things going on right now in our world, you know, and in our country and everything. And, you know, God had me in prayer about a lot of the things that are taking place. And the stuff that happened over in Israel and everything is a sure up his game on the people of God. And so, but a lot of people in this hour and this season, and a lot of people in this hour and this season, their eyes are closed to the things that's going on. They're caught up in day-to-day life to where they can't see what's really taking place, you know, all around us. I remember one of the articles I was reading about what took place in Israel, they was parading one Israeli lady around in the streets naked, and they had stole this woman's stuff and everything. I don't know if she was dead or not. They had stole this woman's credit card and everything because they was talking about how her stuff was a credit card had been used in a place that was a distance from where they was located. So, you know, it's a lot of things going on. A lot of stuff that's taking place, and you have to be real mindful of the things in the spirit. I remember about 2 weeks ago, I had a dream, and in the dream there was things that God was showing me about some stuff that was getting ready to take place. But just on this week alone, some of the things that I saw in the dream, I saw playing out on this week. And I was like, Lord, you know, a lot of people are sleeping to what you're saying in this hour, in this season, about us giving ourselves over to the Lord, you know, about us surrendering and being very mindful of the hour and of the season. And so we know that a lot of things are taking place, and we have to be assured that a lot of this stuff is leading up to, you know, we are in the end times, you know, and a lot of stuff is leading up to the return of Jesus Christ. You know, I don't know when he's returning, but, you know, looking at everything that's going on, and if you're a student of the scriptures, then you would understand that it's a lot of stuff that's going on that you can look back at the Bible and say, okay, a lot of this stuff is looking real, you know, it's lining up real well. So, you know, we have to stay in prayer. We have to be in a place where we can hear the Lord spiritually. It's very important that we are in a state of where we can press in. Now, mind you, as all this stuff is going on, one of the other tricks of the enemy is that he is trying to get the people of God to stray as far away as they can from the Lord. Because one of the things I noticed when I was looking at the stuff that had went on with the attacks of Israel, there was a lot of the Israelis that realized that they wasn't going to their synagogue, they wasn't praying to God and doing things they supposed to do for God. One young lady was talking about how when she was in the wooded area, like when they was trying to escape from that, when they was in that festival, and she was hiding that, she was promising God all the stuff that she was going to do for him, you know, if he got her up out of there. Because, you know, she was saying, you know, hey, I haven't been going to the synagogue, I haven't been doing this. We are, you know, in the midst of all these things, and a lot of times, because I kept asking God, I was like, why did that attack happen? You know, people have to also Jesus is truly on his way back. Okay, so when those attacks and all those things happened, I was really speaking to God, and as I kept praying and stuff, one of the things that just kept dealing with me a lot is about how there's a lot of people that have fallen away from God. There is a great backslid that has happened in the body of Christ. And when you get on the internet, like a lot of times when I turn on my computer, there's always something flashing about these are the reasons why people don't go to church anymore, or they done lost their faith and their hope. I'm like, well, you never had it in the first place. You can't lose something that you really truly had. You can go through a whole lot of hell in life, and I'm a perfect example. I can't speak for anybody else but myself. In my life, I have suffered many things. I've experienced very bad things in my life. I've experienced things that were caused, where most people have walked away from their faith about it. You know, I've experienced those things, but I had enough sense to hold on. And I know that if I held on, the scripture says weeping and do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah! Shit, krabahandi. I had enough sense to hold on. Even in my hurting time, I kept pressing towards the mark. I kept, you know, I didn't understand the stuff that was going on. I would be real honest with the Lord about how I didn't understand what was taking place. But I never stopped pressing toward the mark. And this is a problem that is facing the church right now. The problem is people are falling away because people have not understood what it means to hold on. When you look at scriptures where it talk about like holding how they the horns of the altar, how they, you know, held onto the horns of the altar and stuff. Hallelujah. You got to understand, people always act like something brand new is taking place. Ain't nothing brand new taking place. When you sit back and you look at the prophets in the Old Testament, they prophesied stuff. And if I'm not mistaken, Jeremiah prophesied a lot of things that they marked him for, trying to make it sound like he didn't know what he was talking about. But in the end, God prevailed. And God always had them, had the prophets to walk away when the things went down, because you got to understand they had already been persecuted prior to these things taking place. I was talking to somebody the other day, and the things that they were saying to me was really disturbing to me, because I was sitting up saying, Lord, with all this stuff that's going on, they still got their focus on the things of this world. And I'm like, and so these things that are taking place, it should cause you to look to the hills. I'm like, Lord, I said, instead of them looking to the hills, they still looking to the stuff of this world. And so you got to understand, the word of God is very clear. He's very clear. Thank you, Lord. I'm getting ready to go there in the scripture. Give me 1 second. Glory to God. If you will go with me, let's go to Luke if you look at Luke, we're going to go down to let's go down to Luke verse 29. Luke chapter 21, and I'm going to look down in verse 29. It says that he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise, ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Let's look at that in the basic English. Okay, so we're going to drop back down to verse 29. It said that he made a story for them. See the fig tree and all the trees? When they put out their young leaves, you take note of it, and it is clear to you that summer is coming. In the same way, when you see these things taking place, you may be certain that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not come to an end till all things are complete. Heaven and earth will come to an end, but my words will not come to an end. But give attention to yourselves, for fear that your hearts become overfull of the pleasures of food and wine and the cares of this life. And that day may come on you suddenly and take you as in a net. For so it will come on all those who are living on the face of all the earth. I'm going to drop down on one last verse. But keep watch at all times with prayer, that you may be strong enough to come through all these things and take your place before the Son of Man. And this is important. This is a message for what is actually taking place right now, because a lot of people are caught up in the cares of this life. I was at an event at the end of September, and I was in this event, and I was like, oh my God. I was just looking around, and I was like, Lord, I was like, these people are on their way to hell. I mean, it was like absolutely no way to deny it, you know? And I mean, I literally could see the demons that had ultimately took complete control. I never forget this one couple I was looking at, because they stood out of my mind. They looked at me because I was looking at them. I was really looking at them. I couldn't help. They looked real interesting, and they had a lot of demons in them, and I could tell that they was wealthy. I could tell that I could see different things about them in spirit, and I was just like, oh my God. I was just like, Lord. I said, they have absolutely no clue where they're headed. And so, if we're so focused on the things of this earth, there's another scripture I want to bring about. Let me get to that scripture. Hold on. I want to read this verse for you right quick. John chapter 12, verse 25. It says, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. And so, you know, this is John, you know, chapter 12, you know, verse 25. Yeah, I have never known my life. It's another verse I want to give you. Go with me to Mark. I want to do Mark chapter 4. I'm actually going to start at verse 13. Let's look at verse 13 and go down. This is Mark chapter 4. And I'm going to actually start at verse 13. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know our parable? The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan come immediately and take away the word that was sown in their heart. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground. But when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the world's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns. Hold on one second now, because I'm trying. Okay, and have no root in themselves, and so do it for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the world's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Okay, so I want to do this in the basic English. I want to do it in another translation. I think somebody's phone is, I'm putting you back on mute. Your phone, I can hear the feedback from your phone. Okay, that was verse 13. I started it. I'm gonna start at verse 13 in the basic. You can hear what it said in the basic. And he said to them, if you are not clear about this story, how will you be clear about the others? The seed is the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is planted. And when they have given ear, the evil one comes straight away and takes away the word which has been planted in them. And this is true. As a pastor, being a pastor for over 20 years now, I can see that. I what he's talking about, I see it all the time. I can see me preaching the word of God, and immediately the enemy come and take it from some people. That, you know, and some is because of offenses or, you know, whatever their vice is that he uses. A lot of people are distracted, you know, like, and even like in this situation where we're doing church on Zoom now, people are way more distracted than what they are in the building. Therefore, folks will be in the building, done drifted away somewhere in their mind, but on Zoom is even worse. People just cut it on to say that they was on, but they really not on. And so when you look at this, he said, verse 16, he says, and in the same way, these are they who are planted on the stone, who when the word has come to their ears, straightway take it with joy. and they have no root in themselves, but go on for a time. Then when trouble comes or pain because of the word, they quickly become full of doubt. And this is true. You know, there's many times, and I'm going to tell you something, that very verse right there, that happens to a lot of people. Because what you don't understand, anytime you hear a word of God, that word of God is going to be tested in your life. It's going to be proven. A lot of times when I preach on Sundays, before the next Sunday, people have already started experiencing whatever that word was, or they have a resolution of what that word was. And so, you know, that's how you know that God's speaking. And see, in verse 17, it says, "And they have no root in themselves, but go on for a time. Then when trouble comes or pain because of the word, they quickly become full of doubt." People start doubting. And God is like, "Okay, well, what did I tell you in the beginning about this thing?" You know, he's like, "Didn't I not tell you this was going to take place or that was going to take place?" And in verse 18, it says, "And others are those planted among the thorns. These are they who have given ear to the word. In the cares of this life, in the deceits of wealth, and the desire for other things coming in, put a stop to the growth of the word, and it gives no fruit." That's when you are so consumed in the stuff of this life. Like, if you want to be rich, or there's a lot of things in this life that you're so concerned. And it's very easy, y'all. This right here, don't take this lightly. This, what I'm saying, happens to all my let me tell you something. It happens to everybody in the body of Christ. But to the degree that it happens, is different, varying different people. Because some people, when they're baptized with the Holy Ghost, when they get to a certain point in these scriptures where the enemy tries to come and try to take, the Holy Spirit will remind them. He will let them know, "Well, you remember this is what I was talking to you about, blah, 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 blah." And he re-encourages them to do those things. And so they're able to sustain. So, and others are those planted among the thorns. These are they who give ear to the word, in the cares of this life, in the seat of wealth, in the desire of other things coming in, put a stop to the growth of the word, and it gives no fruit. And these are they who were planted on the good earth, such as give ear to the word, and take it into their hearts, and give fruit 30 and 60 and 100 times as much. And so you got to understand something. If you really take the word of God to heart, it's going to bear fruit in your life. Because you will constantly reflect on it. There's times that I've had conversations with people where they'll talk to me about stuff, and I'm like, "Okay, well, didn't God say blah, blah, this or this to you, and da, 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 and that?" And they'd be like, "Oh, yeah, I forgot." See, God has dealt with me years ago to pay very attention to anything he tells me, anything he shows me, anything he tells me. That's why I make a lot of people mad. And I'm like, "Lord, you know, it's not that I be trying to make people mad. It's that I'm not a forgiver, I'm not a forgiver of what God says, what word God said. Not only the word that is in his, that's written in his Bible, but the very words that God himself speaks to me, you know, on a day-to-day basis. I'm not a forgiver hearer of those things. And I don't take that stuff for lightly. When God tells me something, I sit back and I watch. And you know, sometimes it's a longer season for certain things that he says to come back around than it is for some things. And a lot of times when the season, because I think I told you all, I think it was either a couple weeks ago or something like that, it was something I was looking at, and I had some questions. Well, my questions I had already asked the Lord and prayed about and everything, and was going on about my business. And I was looking for something that I was trying to do on one of the social media platforms. And I was trying to see, was it possible? Didn't realize I had already been on that thing before. I didn't know that because I had forgot, because I'm not into all this stuff. And so when I went on there, one of the times that God would have me to come on, sometimes every once in a blue moon, God would tell me to come on, and it'd be in the wee hours of the morning, and he'll give me a word to give, you know, something that had transpired. And this was one of those times, and the information that I had on that particular time was the exact answer to the question I had asked God in prayer. He led me to my own something. And that in itself freaked me out because I was like, God, you didn't lead me to somebody else's sermon. That wasn't a sermon I preached. It was an encounter that I talked about. And I was like, that in itself freaked me out because I was like, God, you didn't lead me to somebody else's testimony or somebody else's sermon. You led me to what you gave me yourself. It was the exact answer because I had forgot. I literally had forgotten about it. And the Lord knows we're gonna encounter different things in this life. And so when the word of God is put before you, how you receive the word of God is gonna determine how the word of God is played out in your life. And so, you know, some people are glad to hear it. They have joy for it, but they have no real root. It falls in an area where there's not going to be no real, where there's no real root of the word in your life. And so when you start encountering different things that's going on, different things that challenges or make you have to deal with something, you forget what God said in the first place. We must always remember the word that God gave to us. When you remember the word that God gave you, when you're going through different things in your life, then that word that he gave you is the same word that's going to bring you out. Just like this, for instance, the Lord told Moses to take his people, out of Egypt. You know, he was going to take them to a good land, the land that he promised and all that. Well, you know, Moses never forgot what God said, but see, God said it specifically to Moses. And the people, he didn't say it specifically to them. So they always challenged Moses at every point that they had a difficulty. And it's the same thing that goes on right now. You anytime God says something with difficulties to come, well, that must not have been true with this, that, and that, and that, and that. And God like, okay, but difficulties must come. Because the Bible says a man that is born, his days are full of sorrow. Come on, you got troubles. Things happen and it's like there's nothing strange about things that take place in this life. Even the stuff that's going on that's leading up to Jesus' return, none of this stuff has taken God by surprise, and those who keep their ear to God, it hasn't taken them by surprise either. My heart really goes out to the Israelis. I really am very, very concerned about them. I'm concerned about them. I'm concerned about the stuff that go on, because what you don't understand as a Christian, everything that takes place in Israel is a direct effect of what's going to take place in your life. And so we are two olive trees. We are the wild olive tree that was grafted in, and they are the true olive tree. We've been adopted in, but that's God's firstborn. And so, you know, we must pay attention to what is going on with them. You know, when things are taking place, we should be in prayer and in aid, of prayer, and in aid where we can, because you got to understand, the Lord said that all the nations will be blessed because of them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the Lord says, you don't even understand the mystery of my word. He said, because if you would understand the ministry of my word, he said, it would bear fruit in your life. You would understand the whys of things that take place, and there will be a peace. When he talk about that, there's a peace that surpasses all understanding. You could be in the midst of turmoil and there just be a peace. There's a peace that rests on you because there's an assurance about the God that you serve. That's the reason why you don't need to know him through a third party. You need to know him for yourself. You and him need to be on first name basis. And so that he might hide you in himself as these calamities pass you by. Ooh, Jesus. I remember the song we used to sing in church when I was growing up. The song used to be, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry." And while on others thou calling, you know, it said, "Do not pass me by." And so you gotta understand something. You gotta get to a point where you begin to cry out to God that He hears you, that He adheres to your prayer. You got to be like the woman that was in the Bible that constrained the prophet to turn in to him. You got to get to a point to where you just, when I look at everything that's going on, my mind always go back to, we're not going to be here on this earth always. And you're going to have to face God. I don't care how much you lie to yourself and make yourself believe that you are right. When you stand before God, none of that matters. We are naked before Him. And He sees everything. He knows the motives and the intents of our heart. He knows the real reason why we did things we did, said things we said, and had the thoughts that we had. We have to give account for all those things. That's why you got to be careful that the word of God is not choked out of your life through the curse of this life, through the deceitfulness of wealth and all this other kind of stuff. It's just sickening to me. I started out and I was talking about how I was speaking to an individual and I was listening to them talking about some stuff. And everything they talked about, they would say something about God, but their mind always, they focus, real focus always went back to the word, to the world. And I was like, Lord, they're missing it and they're too blind to even see if they're missing it. And so it disturbed me. It really disturbed me. And I was like, Lord, you know, help us, Lord. Help us in the area where we see past the trickery of the enemy, the deceitfulness that he presents to the people of God, because he wants to call you to fall away. Because I'm going to tell you something, as the church here in the United States continue to fall away from their faith, that's gonna be the door that's going to be open for the Antichrist to do the things, and the persecutions are going to continue to increase, because there's always, God is always lead. He always leaves himself a remnant. He always leaves a remnant of those that's going to serve him no matter what. That's going to see the things that's going on in this world and say, man, I don't want no part of it.
Yeah.
You know, I really want to live for you. I understand that this stuff is a distraction to the focus of what I really supposed to be focused on. And the enemy makes it so hard for people to stay focused on God in this hour. He pulls out all the stoppers. He does all kinds of things. And in this generation, you got way more stuff coming at you than what was coming at the generation before you. And so you got to understand that God said, hallelujah! He said, I see what's going on. He was like, don't allow the word of God to be choked out of your life. He like, hold on. Hold on to the horns of the altar. Don't let go. He like, pray without ceasing. Seek my face like you never sought my face before, until I come and rain righteousness upon you. Share the opportunities of the gospel of Jesus Christ with people. Invite people to hear the word of God. And know those that labor among you. He was like, I see the things that is troubling you. I see the things that causes you to fall into sin. He said, I know everything. He said, but I'm waiting on you to come to the reality of the truth. And for the fullness of God to come forth in your life. He said, be still and know that I am God. He said, I haven't forgotten anything that I've seen.
Yes, just nobody.
He said, but I've long suffered so that you could come in. Because when I close the door is closed. You like hear the word of the Lord. Trust in the Lord thy God with all thy heart. And lean not to your own understanding. But acknowledge me in all your ways. And I shall direct your path. Do unto others as you would have others to do unto you.
Hallelujah.
The way you would want somebody to pray for you, you pray for somebody else that way. Yeah. The way you want somebody to bless you, he said, you bless somebody else that way.
Yeah.
He was like, because the thing about it is, he said, what you don't understand is that it goes back around. It comes back around again. And it's time for people to know the truth. He said, because the truth will make you free. The world is going to continue to get worse. No matter what kind of lies are told or what other things are being said. But when you're in God, God will hold you up. He will hold you up. He will keep what belongs unto him. And he said, you need to know that. He said, so be mindful of the word of God and not allow the deceitfulness of this word world to choke the word of God out of your life. I believe that's all that he wants me to say on this evening. I'm gonna give Prophetess Junior a chance to come, and if God has given her anything as I'm going forth for her to tell you, or if she just got announcement. But let me pray from the sermon. And when she comes back from giving either the announcements or whatever God said to her, I'm gonna pray for the tithes and the offering. Father, we just come before you. You know, there's people that come out here, and God has shown me this. When we start talking about tithes and offerings, it disturbs you. And I was like, you got to sit back and understand, why is it disturbing you? Or if we say anything about giving an offering because you're coming on here to this mission. An offering, you know, is just what that is, an offering. If you, all you have to give is a dollar, all you have to give is $5, give what you can give. You know, but know that it's for the gospel. That's the purpose in you giving it. You yourself know that you're coming on Zoom. This is not free. This very service that we do is not free. The other stuff that I have, because we have the websites and all the other stuff up online, all that stuff is not free. And so, and then we still do have a building. That's the we're not in our building right now because there's work that we need to have done. So we still paying bills in our building. We're not outside the building. We're not online because we don't have a building. We have a building. It's just that it's work that needs to be done, and I refuse to go back in there without the work being done. And so these are the things that God has laid before me. Let me pray right quick. Father, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly and unknowingly within my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my deeds. I ask you to forgive me. Creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. Take me out of flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Lord, I pray that you would just bless your people, Lord God, that's on this line, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, not to allow the things of this world to choke out the word of God, but let us hold the word of God dear to our hearts. And let us reflect on the word of God until you give us full revelation of what you're trying to tell us, Lord. These and other blessings, let us live the word, Lord God. Let us become the word, God, in the name of Jesus. Not only a word, but in actions and deeds, oh God. Father God, even in our hearts, oh God, let your word be seed rooted and grounded in our hearts that we would not sin against you. Lord, we just bless you in the name of Jesus, for you are worthy to be praised. We thank you for another opportunity, Lord God, to sit at your feet, Lord. We don't take it for granted, Lord God. The opportunity to sit at your feet, Lord.
Yeah.
We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to Prophet Junior. If she has anything that God might have revealed to her as I was going forth, that she can say it, or if she just want to give an announcement.
Good evening, everyone. As you know, members and those who are visitors giving an offering, the website to be able to do that is www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button to be able to do that. Also, members, Pastor Appreciation is actually amongst us. I have contacted some of you. Some of you have still not fulfilled what you said that you were going to do. I will be contacting you on this week. If you have any questions for me, you all know how to contact me. Also, if you're on the line today and you're a visitor and you'd like to give Pastor a love offering, or if you're a member and you want to give Pastor a love offering, the members know how to do it. But if you're a visitor on the line and you'd like to give Pastor a love offering, I'm asking that you would text her at 214-507-3626. That's 214-507-3626. And she'll forward the information to be able to do that. Members, today is Seed Sunday. Please do not forget to send in your seed. I'm asking that if you have not paid your tithes and your offering, that you go ahead and do that right now, because Pastor's getting ready to pray over the tithes and the offering. There's a reason why we say that the tithes and the offering need to go ahead and be given in as she prays. Go ahead and do the tithes and the offering, and go ahead and send your seed right now. And I thank you all.
Okay, let me get ready to pray for the tithes and the offerings. Father God, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Now, Father, I come in the name of Jesus, repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly or unknowingly, what's in my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my deeds. I'm asking you to forgive me, Lord, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. Father, bless your people's tithes and offerings. But Father, it's the first fruit of their increase, Lord. Yes. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that you would be the divine for that sake. The Holy Spirit told me to stop right quick. He said, explain to the people why I talk to you about them giving an offering as they visitors to come on the line. Because you're hearing the word, but you need to sow into the anointing of that word and of that word, because there is fruit. And I can tell you from my own personal life that these things that I'm saying to you, I've experienced this for myself. When I seed into a word that was spoken, I've seen the results of that word in my life. And so I'm not just telling you anything to be telling you, because if you have never heard no preachers that's money grubbing preachers say, if you just have a dollar, send a dollar. If you only got five, send five. No, they tell you send $1,000 for 1,000 days of rain. I hear the Lord saying somebody's got $500 out there. 25. No, I don't believe in that. I believe strictly in the word of God, where he says tithes and offering. And then, you know, when it comes to seed, it's what you purpose in your heart for God. I don't get down on all this stuff. See, because I don't look to people for my livelihood. I look to God. And so, and because of that, I don't play games. Now, mind you, I've sat on both ends of the spectrum. I've sat in a congregation and have seen preachers rob the congregation. And I've sat on the other side and I've seen the congregation rob the preacher. Because it goes both ways. Because you're right is right and wrong is wrong. Because on your job, you want to be paid. But for the time that you set aside to do what you have to do, you want them to pay you for that. It's the same as truth. That's why the scripture said that the ones that's carrying the word of God is worthy of it. That's why Paul said, you reap of my spiritual, then I'm supposed to reap of your corn. And that's what he's talking about. You know, because we're not in the day where, oh, you come and bring me food. No, your corner is the money. But I'm just saying, these are just scriptures. This is stuff I'm putting out there just saying right is right. Because in the church, on both sides of the situation, there has been a lot of wrongdoing. I'm just going to keep it real. But at the same token, it's not an excuse for you to continue to do what's wrong. We have to do what's right. Just like I got to do what's right, you got to do what's right. You know, and so, you know, right, because I still seed into the word. And I pay my tithes and offerings. And I seed too. So, you know, we have to do what God is telling us to do. Father, we just thank you once again in the mighty name of Jesus. We just praise you right now, Father, for the things that you're doing in this hour and this season. As I lift up your people's tithes and offering unto you, as you are truly rebuked the devourer for their sake, open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they will not have room to receive. Let it be pressed down, shaken together, running over, that men will give back into their bosom. We pray for the spirit of increase to begin to take place in our life, Lord God. We ask that you fulfill your word in their life, Lord, because as they've seeded into this ground, Lord God, the favor that is upon this ministry, let it then be upon their life, Lord God. Yes. Give them crazy favor, Lord God, favor that makes absolutely no sense, Lord God. And then, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, in advance for what you have done, Lord God, and what you're getting ready to do, Lord God. Father, I thank you for those who have seeded personally into my life, Lord God. For you said in your word that whatever we give in the name of a prophet, we receive a prophet's reward. And so, God, I speak a prophet's reward over their life, Lord God. Father, that no matter what is going on, that, Lord God, you begin to open a door, Lord God. When it seemed like one has been shut, God, open another for them. And, Father, and Lord, I'm asking you right now, let favor be upon them like never before, Lord God. A measurable favor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. For opening an avenue, Lord God. Somebody need an avenue opened up for them, Lord God. Father God, somebody's been praying for money to come into their life, Lord God, because they have desired to seed into my life. I don't know who you well, I know who one of you are, because God just flashed somebody's face before me. The spirit of Father God, they Lord God, even as they have asked you to send them the money so they can see, God, I'm asking you to send them 10 times that amount that they are expecting, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That Father God, that not only would they have money to do the seed that they want to do, but they have money to live off of. They would have money to pay off stuff, oh God. They would have money to increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray right now that, Lord God, even as they purposed in their heart, God, let it be so as a seed even now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you in advance for it right now in Jesus' name. And then, Lord, I'm asking you to touch their body, God, because they have things going on in their body, Lord God. I'm asking you to heal their body from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, from the soles of their feet to the crown of their head, even now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray right now that you would do it, God. And Father, whatever this is that the enemy has put a block in their mind about their stuff, God, begin to turn that thing around, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we just praise you right now in the name. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for unexpected money for those who have seeded into my life, Lord God. Father, I pray that, Father God, that that money will find them, that they won't have to go try to find none. Lord, we just praise you, Lord God, in the name. Because you said in your word, money answered all things. God, there are some people on this line that's got debt over their life. They got things that is going on, Lord God. And so, Lord, I pray right now, the Lord God, that you will begin to send them what they need, oh God, to be relieved of debt. Because you told us to owe no man nothing but the love of the Father. How can we do it without the money coming, Lord? So we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will let it be so in your people's lives and in the tie pairs into this ministry life, oh God. We thank you right now that the increase will begin to multiply in their life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I heard the Spirit of God saying, I have not forgotten about the faithful tie pairs of this ministry. He said, even the things that were spoken to you weeks ago, he said, I am yet bringing it to pass in Jesus' name. God, glory to God. Amen. Well, all right, everybody, we getting ready to end the call. I love you. God bless you. If you need to have a prayer request, you can text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626, and I will be praying. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you with my prayer. God love you. God bless you.